Hello and welcome to another CNC Replay Shoutcast brought to you by two English fags. Today, me and my roommate, we're going to be English fags and doing some shoutcasts in an English fag accent.
Jeremy, I can't do the accent, really.
All right, well, apparently Carl can't do a fag accent, and so...
I'm not a fag.
Lol. No, it's like Jeremy, right? I'm just like making fun of like gay, told gay accents, right? Because that's what like most shoutcasts like used to. So people that are on like the good continent, you know, we'll like hear a shoutcast done by some people with like real accents today, and it should be pretty good. What do you think, you big fag?
Yeah, this is gonna be fun. It'll be like Bob and Doug.
You know, yeah, like, Kyle doesn't know too much like about like, dens and
take
stuff.
Take off, eh? Hoser.
Lol, Kyle's kind of funny sometimes like that way.
Take off to the great one, no, take off. Yeah! It's a beauty way to go.
So like, I don't like know what that was and stuff. But we're going to do the shoutcast of a game. We just kind of picked the game out of the hat. And so I think we're going to do a Fox versus Seth Toxin GLA match that was posted recently. And so, you know, like we're going to like, you know, shoutcast the game like the English fags like normally would and stuff.
Yeah, and 10 bucks is 10 bucks, eh?
Yeah, 10 bucks is like 10 bucks. Again, you know, like maybe a little bit about it. Okay, so we're going to like start like the replay now and stuff.
Go.
So we're starting in three and two and one. So
and
go.
Go.
Okay. All right, so we're watching the screen and one like worker move. And pretty boring. Maybe you should fast forward that, Kyle.
It's, okay, hang
well,
on.
Well, two workers now. We're watching December set here, and Fox 333. Why is he have Fox twice? Is kind of gay. Like I was thinking, like maybe he should just be like Fox, and his name should be 333. Cause I mean, like Fox 333 is like pretty gay.
Should I control the mouse, or are you gonna control the mouse?
No, you can like control the mouse, cause it kind of makes me laugh. Like how much like a noob you are, like with it. It'll make, like, this whole replay probably better for me, because it's probably going to be, like, two, like, total noob GLAs, right? So, why don't you, like, move that mouse a bit?
Seth's base is kind of, it's not quite nun's cunt tight.
No, it's not.
It's got some holes in there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got some holes. But so is Fox's, right? Neither are really nun's cunts. They're more, like, big whores on, like, the downtown streets, like, cunts.
You could get something in the base there, Fox. What's he doing on the top there?
Yeah, Fox is I don't know what he's doing. He's like I guess he's building some stuff, and I don't know if like maybe 7 Ryan Coke was like a good idea before, you know, we like did this, because I can't really see what's going on, but you know, it's like that's pretty cool.
Okay, so there's something going on here.
Yeah, you can tell they're doing kind of like an anti-tech spam BO, even though neither of them is really gonna text spam, which is sometimes like pretty funny, right?
What's
like,
that green tank's pretty big, eh?
That's a scorpion tank, noob. That's probably like the smallest tank in the game. Kyle's like a total noob sometimes. That's a big tank. That's pretty funny.
Okay, look at these technicals here on the top. What is this?
He's making some technicals. He's got some rank one techs. Fox typically will do this. He'll build 4 or 5 technicals just, you know, as an anti-tech spam protection, you know.
Technical has just arrived at Green's base,
you know,
here.
He's scouting out Green's base. And, you know,
look at that. No, I told you the tank was big, man. It's taking that tech out.
No, that tank's not big. And you notice that Green, like, December set, he's kind of, like, moved into, like, the middle a bit. And he's trying to stake a claim like to the middle and stuff, which is pretty smart as GLA, because really, you know, like map control and stuff, that's like really important in GLA on GLA, right? Because yeah.
Okay.
So we got a quad moving in from Fox 333 into the middle. Another quad on the side. Maybe he forgot that he's playing GLA and he's like thinks he's playing USA or something. I don't know.
Why does Fox has no forward tunnels?
No, he's got nothing yet, really, like, but you know, now he's gonna sacrifice that quad against the tunnel in the corner.
He's microing this shit up here. He's microing these.
So
yeah,
now,
those techs
know,
are more far
now
more
got
important.
Some techs moving in, Fox 333. He's just trying to distract him a bit, maybe. I don't know why. I think he's brought a worker up. It looks like he wants to build a forward tunnel. Yeah, there he goes with like a forward tunnel on the right flank. But Sed has already started his second tunnel on like on Fox's left flank, which is actually something I want to point out, because a lot of GLA noobs out there, right? They're like not as good as me and they don't know stuff. Like always, are you GLA noobs listening to me? Because I like totally own you and you got to listen to me. Always build two tunnels wherever you're building. It is so important. And Set, you know, Set's a pretty big noob. Like I own him a few times. He doesn't know that, but I totally did. And it's nice to know that he's like stealing like my tactics, like in his game, and building two tunnels. And see, Fox, he's only got the one tunnel so far on the right flank, and he's not building a second. And so Fox, you know, Fox should learn something from when I owned him, like, you know, like a few times. But we got Set now on the left flank. He's like taking out Fox's supplies.
So far, they've both taken out their secondary supplies. I don't see any advantage in this game so far.
Yeah, so far, you know, it's pretty even. They're pretty much mirroring each other, except Set's playing a little more, you know, better.
That's great, though. Instead of trying to defend, right, you sacrifice your secondary supplies, you take your enemy's secondary supplies.
Yeah, sure, bud. So, like, now the game's kind of boring, and nothing's really going on. So, let's see here. I'm just going to pour myself another drink. Hold on.
Nice. I love how Set is repairing the damaged tanks, but, like, you know, it seems like a lot of upgrades for a GLA on GLA game. It seems like there's a lot of upgrades being left on the map, you know, a lot of junk just sitting out there. You know, you gotta get the junk. You know, as a USA player, you know, I envy the junk. I wish I had the junk, right? I wish I could junk up my Humvee and put like fucking tow missiles on that. You know, that would be awesome.
Yeah, Kyle's a USA noob. I don't know if you guys knew this, but Kyle plays USA Air because he's a total noob, right? He used to play Inf. And now he thinks playing Air is a little less noob. And I try to tell him, you know, like, he's still, like, the biggest noob, like, in the world for playing Air and stuff. But at least it's not quite as bad as Inf, you know, because you need, like, at least a little bit of micro. Okay, what's going on in the corner here? We got Fox looking to reclaim his secondary supplies.
I got he's macro, man. I don't need micro. I got macro. I got the strats.
Yeah, Kyle likes to think he's got some macro, but I don't really think he's got that. So Fox is reclaiming the secondary supply, and Set smartly attacked his main base to distract his forces and has actually managed to keep up his harvesting on his second supply. But Fox hasn't been aggressive enough and really started harvesting, you know, Set's secondary supply, and instead decided to harvest the middle, which hasn't been fully contested yet. So in his base, Fox just lost his barracks, and Set's still moving forward. And Fox has taken out Set's supplies on his secondary. So
why did he build a supply? You know, he should have got a tunnel up there, it seems like, first.
Yeah, it is pretty noob to start, you know, like harvesting supplies without a tunnel, especially when you're like GLA. But I mean, what can you expect?
See, that's my macro. That's the macro I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, like, you know, but they're not me, man. You're not like watching me play. Like, you know, they're kind of noobs. You just gotta, you know.
See, I don't need to really know what a big tank is, because, you know, once you got the macro, you can still own, you know, sometimes you can own, right?
Kyle's real. He's like real, like proud of like his macro and stuff, because I guess in film school, they teach you to, like, be proud of, like, stuff when you're, like, a total fag.
Shut up, Jeremy.
Well, you know, it's just that, you know. Okay, there's some... Oh, Set's getting smart now. He's actually, you know, like, building a tunnel, like, near his supplies on Fox's side. And Fox is still kind of... You know, I have to admit, Fox is, you know, he's, like, the second best GLA, I'd say. You know, because, like, I own him and stuff. But next to me, like, I don't know who else owns him, you know. And I'm a little surprised by him here. Maybe he's, you know, had like as many Ryan Coke as like I have like right now, because he doesn't seem to like want to win the game. He's kind of like, I'm just going to like not win the game, which is kind of like what he's doing right now. Okay, he's like moving a force in into the top left to take out Set's expansion on his secondaries, and we'll see what happens here.
Yeah, that army's pretty big. I don't see what he's going to do. I don't see how he's going to defend.
Set is finally rebuilding on his secondary supplies now that they haven't been contested for long enough. He's like, hey, maybe I should actually maybe want to harvest money, because money builds me units, and units like win the game. So I guess, you know, finally Set started thinking a bit. But we'll see what happens. Oh, he just lost his tunnel in the top left, and it looks like Fox is going to walk over his...
That was a great defense. Supplies. That was a great defense. Yeah, sell the supplies, great defense. And once again, more upgrades left on the map after that battle. You know, if I could get a second tow missile on my Humvee, you know, I'd get the upgrade, right? Like, I don't understand what the GLA players are doing. You know, I'm just so jealous of those, of that junk.
Yeah, and I have to say, you know, like, because I'm, like the best, like, GLA in the world, so I'm just going to give, like, all you noobs, like, a little bit of advice, is that, you know, you should get your upgrades. Like, I know you guys think, like, Efiko and stuff is, like, good, but really he's, like, a total noob, because you can watch any of his replays, and he, like, misses all his upgrades, because for some reason, I guess, two rockets on your Scorps isn't good, or something. I don't know. But, you know, you should get your upgrades. You know, it's real important, so, it's nice to see that none of these noobs are doing it, because that just means I'm going to own them, like, even harder next time I play them both in, like, the Clan Wars, you know?
Yeah, we got some skirmishes going on in the center here, and nothing too interesting. But a lot of fucking upgrades sitting around, like, you know, pick me up, nothing's going on. Oh, there we go. Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah, got some upgrades. Nice.
See, that's pretty smart, right? Because as Toxin GLA, you got strong tunnels. What you got to realize, right, like, when you're playing, the Toxin GLA, which is, like, you know, a good team.
Those tunnels, they clear the buildings.
Oh, man. You got to build lots of tunnels, man. The tunnels attack good. You get two RPGs. It makes a tunnel cost $200. Build those fuckers, man. Don't hold back. Build them everywhere. Don't think you're going to be spamming this shit, right? Build tunnels. Build at least two. Seth's got the right idea, man. Build tunnels. Build three in the middle of the city, two on Fox's flank. At this point, I got to say, Seth has a stronghold. Fox, he amazed me with his micro. He's got the best micro besides me. You know, of pretty much any player I ever, like, seen, right? But his macro in this game is a little disappointing, right? He's been a little too careless.
Yeah, there's, you know, his army is a lot bigger right now, and he's got a lot of those big tanks, and he could go right in there, and, you know, it seems like he could kick the ass of that base and build to defend. He's got an economy going, you know, he's doing all right.
Yeah, he's got about 11 big tanks on the left, and, you know, and they're not doing anything, right? And he just lost his tunnel in the city right now, just blew up.
And
there's no second tunnel to pop his units out of to defend, because he only built the one tunnel because he doesn't want a macro like a pro like me, right? He just thinks that maybe 100% awesome micro is going to win. But sometimes, man, you got to forget this is real-time strategy, man. And so you got to think about strategy sometimes. Like, this isn't an FPS, you know? It's like Doug, I have a buddy, Doug. Like, he plays, like, first-person shooters. And, you know, he's okay, I guess, micro, but he can't play RTS because he can't think, right? And you got to think, man. You got to...
Oh, hang on here.
Okay,
hang on here.
Fox has just attacked the two tunnels on the left.
Oh, it's getting owned.
I'm
going
to take a guess here and say he's going to get
owned. Oh, that's ownage. Because, those rocket dudes in the bunker, they're just ownage.
Ownage. See, that's exactly what I'm talking about, right? You got to build two tunnels. Oh, and the 45... Oh, that's just terrible. And Fox really should be real. Oh, there. He's just started to rebuild. He lost a lot of big tanks.
Okay, now here. Okay, we got. Is this our first palace, or has Set built a palace?
No, Fox has finished his palace. Set is still constructing his palace. He's at like 55% right now. He's at 55%. He's got a decently structured. Is that his base is approaching Nun's Cunt?
Yeah, it's pretty tight. I just love scrolling around the map, watching those upgrades disappear. You know, it just breaks my fucking heart.
You know, I like scrolling around the map because the game's like nothing's happening, and I'm wishing, like, you know, maybe something was happening so I, like, had something to watch. Okay, here we go. Looks like a bunch of scorpions are going to attack a bunch of scorpions.
Yeah, just sitting out there.
And let's see, we got some upgrades that are going to sit there. Okay, here we go. Maybe something's going to happen. Doesn't seem like Set, like, wants to, like, you know, like, harvest his secondary supplies, because maybe he doesn't like money. Building another arms dealer on the left flank. It's at, you know, it's like 88%, like, right now. And I don't know why he's building up there, because GLA have tunnels, and that's how they move troops. Maybe he's played China too much, and he has no idea, like, what he's doing. Oh, Fox is capturing a Derek, which is pretty rare from Fox, because when I own him, he doesn't usually capture the Derek's. He just is too busy getting owned, maybe.
That toxin tank that Fox just built is just doing
okay,
so
okay, this
awesome.
Brings up something I want to talk about, too. You're a toxin GLA, right? Don't build a fucking toxin tractor, right? Because, like, it makes
the
you look
dudes,
like a noob.
The dudes
build a
have
rebel
toxin.
For $200, right? Because when there are scorps on the map and two rockets are going to jack your tractor, don't be a fucking noob and build a tractor. build one rebel and clear out that whole center city, right?
Is that what it's called? A tractor?
Yeah, it's like a toxin tractor, right? Actually, with the gamma upgrade and contaminate the air. Yeah, never mind. I don't want to bring up my strats.
My grandpa has a tractor.
Yeah, Kyle's grandpa's like a farmer, and he owns a couple tractors. And Kyle, when we were like little noobs and stuff, he used to think that was pretty cool to tell kids at school that his grandpa had a tractor. And I used to tell him that he shouldn't tell people that because like he's like, that's pretty gay and stuff, but he's still proud. And so I think it's kind of funny. Okay, on the right flank,
he let me drive it once.
He let you drive it. Wow, man, that's pretty impressive, Kyle. Everyone, tell Kyle how impressive driving a tractor is. Lol. All right, Set, like, just, like, move forward with some scorpions, because that's all he apparently knows how to build. And he just is removing Fox entirely from the right flank now. It's not looking good for Fox at all at this point. I got respect for, like, 333, because I honestly have to say besides me, he's the best Gilet. But at this point, his macro's a little off. I don't know how he's thinking he's gonna survive this game without some income, right? He's building his first black market, just finished, and Set has none. So we'll see what happens. I've pulled some out of my ass before with good black markets without map control. So we'll see what happens here.
Oh, that was so sad. That toxin tractor just. Oh, did it clear? It didn't clear out that bunker. Oh, nice.
No, that's because like it's a toxin tractor, and only noobs like build them. When you're like toxin folks, okay, listen, I'm like Don Cherry right now. I'm going to give you some advice that you're going to listen to, okay, kids? Okay, you want to listen to right now. Toxin rebels own shit. They own all shit, okay? I don't care what their fight. If it's a guy, a tank, they own shit. Build them, okay? Sometimes it just hurts watching these games. These guys got good micro, good map awareness, you know? But then they just don't have any idea. And that hurts sometimes, you know?
Is that a toxin tractor that just cleared out that bunker finally?
Yeah, maybe. But, you know, if he built Jarman. A rebel...
Oh, Jarman. I love the Jarman action.
Oh, now we've got quite a few black markets coming up by Fox. This is giving me a bit of hope in Fox because, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing him pull this off because, you know...
Seth's got a Jarman on the left. I think we should watch, see what he does with this. Actually, there's nothing.
Set's got a Jarman, but December Set's kind of like a noob, so he'd probably walk him into that toxin tunnel in a second, and then we can laugh at him a bit. So let's hope he does that.
Okay, well, here we go. Come. Battle bus.
Three buggies unupgraded because he's too noob to get the upgrade, and a battle bus. Oh, he's got the gamma upgrade.
Oh, battle bus. The battle bus. One guy's got more.
Bus. One bus.
What do you know? The tunnel's on the day.
Oh, and here comes Jarman right near the toxin tunnel, almost like I predicted. You know what? If Fox had been a little less noob there, he would have control fired on the Jarman and taken him out from the tunnel because it's definitely within control fire range, but not within automatic fire range. And that's something to keep in mind too, kids, right? When you're playing, is that you can always control fire farther than you'll naturally fire. And so always keep that in mind, right? Because you'd be surprised just how far those tunnels will control fire, right? Okay, now he's attacking. He's got seven scorpions and a buggy. See what happens here. Oh, lots of stuff like flashing. Kyle's getting pretty excited.
This is cool. Oh, that double rank toxin tractor is just gonna own.
We've got it's a toxin rebel pop now. Took out some shit. Oh, the gamma toxin rebel pop is very vicious. People, for some reason, can like use toxin rebel pops to own lots of stuff. But they never really think in their heads, like, hey, maybe I should, like, build Toxin Rebels because they own so much. I think that's kind of funny sometimes.
I think that palace was built just in... Oh, no, sorry. The command center was built just in time.
Yeah,
it's good. Oh, here's Jarman Onage. Oh, owning the Toxin Rebels. Oh, Onage.
Yeah, see, that's why you got to build Toxin Rebels early. But once Jarman's out, right, you got to switch back to just a Jarman in a bus to take out Jarman or something. But early on... They're just underused, right? But I shouldn't be talking because then I'll teach these noobs and they might actually, you know, like have like a chance against me.
You know what's been bugging me? There's Fox has a tunnel on the right of his base, way up in the north on the right, and it's got one pixel of red. And like, you know, he hasn't repaired that in 20 years. And if it comes down to that, you know, if there's an attack on the right and it comes down to that tunnel, you know, dying really fast and having, you know, a big effect on the game outcome, I'm just going to be so sad. We'll see.
Yeah, you know, me and Kyle, we don't, like, plan too much, like, in advance. We're like, hey, we should do, like, a shoutcast, because that would be, like, pretty cool, because we're so sick of, like, English, like, fags doing it. And so we're like, hey, we're, like, going to do a shoutcast. Maybe we should, like, watch this replay before, because right now it's looking a little too much like ownage to me. What do you think, Kyle?
Look at this attack. What did I say? Here comes the attack on the right. What are all these big ass? Oh, there it goes. Oh, there's that tunnel disappearing in, like, wow. 2 seconds.
Kyle, you know? Like, I think that was the first time he ever did something smart. Like, Toy saw that coming.
See, the nice thing about this shoutcast is that you're not, like, in Australia and I'm not, like, in the UK. You're, like, right beside me and I can punch you in the arm.
Ow! Man, that's, like, pretty gay. Bag. Kyle's such a noob, man. USAF noob. Okay, here we go. Fox, pretty good micro. He's got about 5 scorpions and about 7 buggies that are raising some hell on the tunnels that Seth is very smartly building on his right flank. 2 of them, I might add, like I brought up earlier. You know, Seth used to be a big noob in my mind. Like, I used to consider him a pretty big noob. I actually used to have kind of fun, like, owning him in Clan Wars. But I have to admit that he learned a lot from getting owned by me, especially with the 2 tunnels. And I'm impressed to see that he's come, like, a long way in his macro. His micro is decent. It hasn't been too hot. But his macro, very, very smart.
Double bus.
Yeah, double bus coming in now. Oh, yeah. 4 buggies and 3 scorpions. We're going to see some serious gamma ownage.
Oh, look at that. Oh,
that right there, that makes me want to get up and spank my screen, those buses. Okay, folks. I want you to put RPGs in your palace every time it's built. At least one, so that the little bunkers, right, they appear on the palace. Like, there's, like, a graphic change. Scare people. When you have, like, a little bit of, like, a bunker thing, like, on your palace, noobs, like, they get totally scared of it. Always put at least
one. Yeah, you can't tell if there's one or if there's five.
Just one RPG, right? Not a big deal. Put it in your palace, noobs.
Oh, yeah, repair those buses. Yeah. Time to repair.
Okay, at this point, Seth's got, like, 4 supplies going, and 2 black markets finished while building his 3rd, which is about 85%. And Fox has only 2 supplies, but he's got, 4 black markets finished, which actually puts the money in, is still in Seth's favor at this point, which isn't looking good. But if Fox can hang on until the supplies are done in the middle, it would turn into his favor as he's got the black market advantage, so... I really hope he can pull it off, because I hate to see him lose, you know, but we'll see here.
Yeah, and Fox has a lot of money coming in, too. Wow, this is like almost a turtle game.
Yeah, it's slowed down a bit here. I'm wishing maybe we had a TV in the room or something. You watching that? Like,
A Scud Storm?
Yeah.
Seth's got a scud going up.
Seth is at 25% on his scud storm.
Brewing the scud, protecting it nicely with tunnels.
Which is, by the way, very smart, because super weapons are not for, like, noobs, okay? They're, like, for people that have 5,000 floating and realize the advantage of a scud storm on a tightly packed base, which, you know, Fox is quite quickly turning into, like, you know, like a nun's cunt.
You could have, like, you know, all 3 of those black markers disappear in Fox's base with a properly guided scud storm. Okay, here comes the double battle bus attack. Oh, yeah. Oh, those 4 scorps are done.
Oh, I don't know at this point how
Rebel
Fox
Pop,
is going to... Rebel Pop.
Where's the German?
I was just going to say, right, like, how's Fox going to defend against this? But he's got about 7 buggies and a Rebel Pop just kick Seth's ass because of his superior micro. Uh-oh, Jarman's ranking up a bit.
You know, I think he should have had a... Did he have a Jarman in that bus?
Oh, now we've got a Set Rebel Pop coming up on Fox's buggies. That hurts!
That's what it's all about.
That hurts.
Buggies
right
are paper thin.
2 buggies left. That is some pain. Oh, at least he's got his toxin tractor, lol. Maybe he can take out those toxin rebels with it. All right, at this point, maybe we should be putting, like, the replay on pause, because I, like, have to take, like, a serious piss, right? But,
we can't, really. I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to hold it and get, you know, it kind of sucks.
This is pretty long, though. Like, I didn't know.
Yeah, but it's looking a little disappointing now. Seth keeps moving forward. He's tunneling forward very smart. some serious map ownage. I mean, sit back and look at the minimap for a second and ask yourself, is this a good game and why was it posted? And could we have possibly randomly picked a better one than this?
There's that Toxin Tractor getting the Rebels, and here's
I'm a little disappointed in Fox at this point. He's getting hit on two fronts, and I gotta wonder, how many drinks did Fox have, you know, like, for this game? Because I've owned Fox, like, a few times, but it was always a lot harder than owning Set. And, you know, you just gotta wonder.
Oh, those buggies are getting owned.
Yeah, it's looking not too good for Fox. How
the
Scud
Storm is counting.
This
is, I think this might be it.
You know, looks like it could be it from both fronts.
Set's economy is pumping big time cash, and you know.
Yeah, we got some serious cash flow from Set here. Wow, he was actually completely thwarted by three buggies, which shows what happens like when you got no micro. But his macro here is still looking like it's gonna take him the game. I don't know what can happen here. Maybe we should be hitting fast forward or something. Maybe that would like help a bit.
You know, I'm thinking back to when Fox had all those big tanks and could have walked over Set. Like, it seems like it could have been ended back then, you know, before Set had all this map
control. Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what? When you walk in with, like, your Scorpions like that on the flank, you always... Okay, all you GLA noobs out there, you got to listen to me, right? Because, like, I'm like the Don Cherry of GLA, right? You bring in a worker. Always bring in a worker, right? And tunnel on your attacking front.
He
always.
Could have had all those big tanks.
If he had done that, this game would have been over in the first 2 minutes because it's a superior micro.
Yeah, he could have held Set secondary supplies, no problem.
Absolutely.
Could have been harvesting
absolutely.
It. All the big tanks just chilling there in the tunnels.
Absolutely. You know, your primary and your secondary supplies are your primary and secondary supplies for a reason, right? Because, like, the middle supplies, they're cool and stuff. You get some extra cash. But Toxin, it's too easy to take them out, and sometimes it's just a waste of money. If you actually know how to hit B on your barracks and build some Toxin Rebels and move them into the city, you can fuck up their economy too easy. But when you capture your enemy's secondary supply, that's your advantage. You gotta use that shit.
Oh yeah, I love that triple rank buggy though. Those red rockets are just like, you know, they just own.
Yeah, triple rank buggy is a pretty cool thing to see. I get lots of those.
But, you know, he just, you know, there's just not the economy on Fox's side here.
Fox is actually displaying some really impressive micro right now. He seems to be holding off
this is
Set
a great
entirely
defense. Yeah,
with
this
three
is a great
buggies because Set doesn't have the micro to kill three buggies. But, you know, it still doesn't look too good for Fox's favor. That Scud is counting down, and that's going to do some serious damage to his economy if it takes out those three black markets, right?
Well, you know that, you know, it looks like everything's... It looks
sorry,
like.
Gal.
What are you doing, Matt? You had too much to drink. It looks like everything's all harvested out except for this little bit of money there.
See, and
so
that's
you know
what I'm
what?
Talking about. The resources in the city aren't great, and it's finite, right? And it's very hard to harvest because if you're playing a player like me who knows that like a Toxin Rebel kicks ass, then you're good luck in the city, right? But, you know, if you got some black markets up and you can live out the storm, you know, with some good micro like Fox does, you know, he'd be in a decent position. But at this point... just looks a little too overwhelming.
That triple rank buggy driver deserves a medal. You know,
yeah,
he's done
driving,
so much damage.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, seriously.
That is like...
I think those buggies have done more damage than Kobe Bryant's penis.
Allegedly.
To that girl he
allegedly
raped.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Kyle's kind of a noob sometimes. He like doesn't know who Kobe Bryant is, but that's okay, you know? Because like...
Sorry if I don't know like... every GLA player in the whole world, man. Like,
no,
I don't
man.
Spend
Kobe Bryant
like
doesn't play
8 hours a day.
He
on
plays
like
basketball, man. Plays like basketball. He's pretty good, you know. Kind of like a noob. Like when I was in school, I was probably better than him and stuff. But I took RTS like instead of basketball, so you know.
Lol.
Yeah, maybe that's not. Maybe it's like too much to drink at this point.
Look at this Toxin Rebel match here. They're all just pissing on
wow,
each other.
Wow, we got some Toxin Rebels pissing on each other. Too bad that neither the GLAs likes Jarman because you know.
Oh, here comes a Jarman. Here comes Sets Jarman.
Oh, here comes Sets watch. Jarman.
Here's... pew pew pew.
Oh, and
pew.
No, if you lose that rank 3 buggy, all right.
Oh no, yeah. Look, is he going for the buggy? He's
oh,
not. He's not. Oh, he's taking another man.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh, that buggy's got
buggy.
One pixel
he's
of red.
He's
got
to keep on. That rank 3 buggy
one
could
pixel.
Win this game at this point. He's really got a micro that buggy.
No, oh, look at this. Look at this attack on the right. No, it's Ova.
Yeah, the attack.
Ova. Oh, 1 minute, Scud. This is it. Yeah.
This is it. With 1 minute, Scud, I think, like, yeah. The game's, like, ending, like, right
but
now.
What a defense, though.
which is pretty tough to watch because I have to admit, like, Fox 333, like...
Oh, dude! Oh, he just
that
dropped...
That was an anthrax bomb right there, taking out... Oh.
Forcing the retreat.
But fortunately, like, EA, wow, like, codes, like, shitty games, and, like, the bug on the hill kept those scorpions alive. But other than that, like, you know, he would have taken them all out.
Okay, here we go. 32 seconds till, like, all these black markets are done in Fox's base. And, it doesn't matter. No, it's so over.
Yeah.
See, look, not like it was over, you know, without that Scud. But, you know, Scud was an okay investment.
Maybe we
shouldn't
talk about the game anymore. Maybe we should, like, not waste our time because this one's over. So, you know, like, what happened with that girl that you were, like, said you were, like, going to kiss and stuff? Like, did anything, like, happen with that or, like, what?
What are you talking about?
Kyle told me this one time, there's, like, a girl, like, girls are like guys, but they don't have, like, a penis. And Kyle told me that, like, he knows this girl, like, at film school, and that she told him that she would, like, put his, her lips, like, against his, I guess, which is, like, a kiss. And she's all like, hey, I'm, like, gonna kiss you and stuff. And Kyle's like, cool, I've, like, never done that before and stuff. And he talks about her, like, a lot. And so I kind of like to bug him, because, he's not too good at RTS, but, you know, that's pretty cool, like, the girl thing.
It's called a girlfriend, Jeremy.
Oh, the game's over. We weren't really watching, like, anymore, but, yeah, Fox 333, I think he was real drunk or real high, like, in that match. Maybe
Jeremy, like, doesn't know any girls.
We're gonna, like, change the subject and stuff, because I don't talk, like, about girls.
Okay, look at the supplies collected. What is this? Okay, this... You know, ownage on, like, Seth's part here, you know.
All right, we've got, like, 145,000 supplies to 98.
Is that 981?
That's, like, yeah, it's, like, 98,000. So I guess that's, like, almost, like, 300, like, percent more.
I'd say that's a testament to, you know, Fox's skill. Even though he lost this game, you know, he held up for a long time despite the out-harvestage here.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, it just goes to show that it is real-time strategy, and you can't be too focused sometimes, like, on the micro. Like, you have to have the good macro. And as GLA, it's about outproducing, right? Like, you really got to grab that map control. And, you know, Seth did that. So it's a good thing that Seth saved all his replays when I kicked his ass, because now he's really learned from me, and I see that he's applying that to games with Fox 333, you know. That's, like, the end of our first shoutcast, right? And, you know, in the future, maybe we'll do some more, you know, like...
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, so that'll be pretty fun. And before we go, you know, I just want to let you know that episode 2 of, like, you know, Pure Ownage, like, which is, like, my show that, like, you know, it's, like, why I'm, like, famous and stuff. It's going to come out on June 22nd. So,
Yeah, it's gonna be the Ownage.
It's the Ownage. You know, it's, like, my show. And for those people that are having trouble with noobs, you just keep tuned, you know, to pureownage.com. And you know, hopefully you'll learn as much as someday, you know, maybe half of what I know.
Sounds good. Okay, I'm out of here.
All right, I'm signing off.
All right, bye, noobs.